Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from the I-4 GovCon Summit, and I have Mr. Bill Anton here with me today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me, Bill, what do you do and what brought you here to I-4 GovCon?
Well, I was here really to talk about two of my recent books. One was Business Success Through Self-Knowledge, and my new book is Ascend. Peter Berardi and I, Peter is a former Navy SEAL, are going to talk about some of the commonalities between my work with CEOs and their training in SEAL development and how it relates to self-knowledge.
Bringing you here, and I heard Jenny's speech this morning a little bit about the teamwork and the collaboration. I think you find yourself smack dab in the middle of that, huh?
Exactly, yeah. I think what we do is we help to develop people so that they can derive optimal benefit from being a member of a team and also really contribute as much as possible to the team.
Yeah.
In many ways, our premise is that a person's relationship with themselves, that is how well they know themselves, is the upper limit on the relationship they can have with anyone else, whether it be a team, an organization, an individual.
Yeah. So what do you find are some of the best practices for developing that kind of skill? Because a lot of people don't know themselves.
Well, that's true. Actually, you know, it's sort of like we come equipped right in the delivery room. The brain's major function is to keep us alive. And in order to do that, it's developed this area of the brain called the amygdala, which senses danger and reacts to danger. It's only later in life that the executive center of our brain really has an opportunity to develop. And the purpose in life is really to move gray matter from the amygdala to the frontal lobes. And the more you're able to do that, the more you're able to engage, the more you're able to persuade, the more ethical you are, and the more you really end up knowing yourself as you truly are, which I think is really the definition of humility.
Yeah, programmed to receive, huh?
I think so.
So how does this apply in the business world, you know, after the Navy SEAL and the combat stuff and all? How do you turn that around and apply this to an entrepreneur situation or the business world?
Well, let's say one of the things that corporations do, they, for example, if you were to take five CEOs, successive CEOs at head of the company, what each one really does in the traditional business world is they get more out of the 30% of engagement that people bring to work. For example, Gallup's recent nationwide study has shown that only 30% of employees in any corporation are engaged. Of the 70%, 20% are actively disengaged, and 50% are simply disengaged. Now, what companies do is they bring in consultants to work with that 50% in order to convince them or to persuade them or to show them how they can become more engaged. What we do that's different is we don't work with the 50%. We work with the CEO because it's our belief that the transformation of the CEO, that is helping the CEO to gain more access to their potential, in fact, is the most effective way to leverage your input and your work to be able to help everyone in the organization. You might never be able to persuade the 20% that are disengaged, but really we're interested in the missing 50%, not in getting more out of the 30%.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like building culture from the top down.
It seems to be
very successful.
It is. And I've been part of an organization that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to build culture from the middle, and the top people sort of stayed out of it. There's some recent research. I just came from a conference of psychologists managers in Atlanta. It's called the Society for Psychologists and Management, and they gave us a lot of cutting-edge research that was really interesting. And one of the things I found quite interesting was that 70% of employees in the country would take a 10% pay cut if their boss could be fired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that says something about,
right.
About, yeah.
Exactly. Now imagine if they would take a 10% pay cut if their boss would be kept.
Yeah. In
their position. Imagine the level of engagement. Imagine the level of innovation, creativity, and contribution that that team or that organization or that company would produce.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
So what are you most excited to see here today?
Well, I'm always excited to give people the message that we all define ourselves arbitrarily, and we define ourselves based on our early beliefs and our early models. And then most of our life is taking whatever access we have to our potential, kind of like a software that's very limiting and only gives us restricted access to our source code. Well, we drag that software throughout our life, and we try to do all kinds of things, knowledge, skills, and ability, to stretch that software, to patch it, to get the most out of it we
right.
can. When, in fact, what we really need to do is to change the software. And changing the software is, I believe, changing your mental models, which I think is the real definition of learning.
Sort of rewiring the brain, isn't it?
It is. It's taking a plastic brain that resists rewiring and wants to preserve the status quo and develops all kinds of habits to keep the status quo in place, and actually encouraging it to rewire itself so that it can really derive optimal benefit from its full capability.
Sure. Okay, so now you use words like rewire and all this stuff, and some people I could see would find that pretty far out. How do you take that and apply it to the local guy? How do you get them to understand that this is a need that has to happen in business culture?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that every human being, if they really think about it, has a little nagging part of themselves that glints and winks at them from the corner of their life. And really, it sort of tells them that I'm not really accessing all of my potential. Somehow I feel like I'm holding myself back in relationships, in leadership and effectiveness and my contribution, yet I don't quite know how to get out of that cycle. And the reason that cycle is so difficult to get out of is that we have a bunch of habits and a bunch of routines that really keep us stuck.
Yeah, what is it, 21 days to make or break a habit? Isn't that what it is?
Well,
so it's really, you got to get some consistency behind it.
Yeah, I think in breaking a habit is only the first step.
Sure.
Because changing your mental models is much tougher than breaking habits. But we get a lot of help from our brain. Our brain really wants us to derive optimal benefit from what we have to offer. And it will continue nagging us until maybe we've gone too far and there's no way back. But most of the people in this audience, I think, are filled with unrealized potential, and my joy is in helping them to see that.
Yeah, you think maybe it's time to burn the boats, as the Greeks would do?
Well, possibly.
And just don't go back, huh?
Yep.
Bill, what's next for you in the company, CEO Effectiveness? Where are you guys heading?
Actually, I've been working with CEOs for a couple of decades now. Literally, the birth of this company started off as a way of reaching out to the vast majority of CEOs that I couldn't work with personally because I only had so much time in
sure.
my schedule, pretty much full all the time. So what I was able to do was to get a think tank group together and to really develop a sort of a website which offered CEOs the best thinking and the best thought leaders in the country. There was no business advantage. It was really sort of like a gift. And that really evolved into, well, we really need to offer this as more than a gift because the real expertise that we have is not necessarily being realized by all the thought leaders that we're engaging them with. So CEO Effectiveness has actually evolved into a viable company where we're working with CEOs and we're actually developing trainers who are licensed psychologists, certified coaches, and now most recently Navy SEALs.
Wow.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to find some information for your company or get in touch with you, where do we send them?
Well, our website is CEOEffectiveness.com, and there's a way to contact us by email there or by phone. Or our direct line in Tampa is 813-961-7544, and that would get you in touch with me directly.
Great. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for having you on today and hanging out in our booth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoy the rest of the summit here.
Okay, likewise.
All right. Well, you have a great day. You guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from I-4 GovCon.